T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.906 Thursday evening, KMOX at your service. I'm George Sells with you until 11 o'clock, talking more Cardinals as we move on through the evening, but going to start with the auto industry. Have you had any interest in buying a car lately? Because if you're trying to buy a car right now, it is not easy, and it is a real juggling act for car dealers out there just to keep cars on the lot to sell. This all goes back to, of course, COVID-19 is tied into it. COVID-19 hits. They think there's not going to be many orders for cars, and so all of these microchip orders are canceled by the auto companies. It wasn't just the auto companies. It was everybody and their brother. And of course, we've all heard about the international microchip shortage. Well, that has now made its way to the automobile industry. Well, it's been there all along, but it's just really starting to show up now because they've got all these cars sitting on lots around factories with no chips in them. And dealers like our next guest are saying, guys, we want your cars. We want to sell them. Tom Detweiler on the line, General Manager, Dave Sinclair Ford. Tom, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me, George.
Just tell me how is it going? I know it's been kind of a week by week thing. How are things going for you right now as far as just getting cars to sell? I heard you on the radio at one point saying, "I want to buy your car. I want to buy it twice."
Yes, sir. We would say that right now that the acquisition of inventory is certainly a problem. With the new cars being so short, used cars have certainly appreciated to an all-time high that we've never seen before.
That's wild. I was looking around online, and there were literally cars with 20,000 miles on them that were a year old that were priced higher than the next year's brand new model. I mean, how does that make sense? I mean, I can't imagine buying something that I could buy the new one for less, right?
I think so, but you have to find a new one for that to work out. It has to be a new one for you to go and easily acquire, and there is not at this time.
How frustrating has this been?
Well, I think the general public is starting to understand, but just the sheer numbers of these cars, they're so technologically advanced now from where they were just a few short years ago. Almost all of us carry around an iPhone or a smartphone of some kind. An iPhone has 13 computer chips in it, and we would say that it's the most powerful device that we've ever seen. It changed our life. It changed our world. But in a new F-150, there is 1,700 computer chips in an F-150 versus 13 in an iPhone. The numbers are staggering, and they are very far behind it. That also is driving the prices up of these used cars, especially high premium, very well sought out cars that would have been good sellers anyway. They've become super sellers, you would say, cars that demand far in advance of what retail values would have been even just a few months ago. It's good for some people who have a vehicle that they're not in love with or a car that they're looking to trade in or sell, because if you bought your car before March of 2020 and you haven't driven 50,000 miles or something since then, it's worth a lot more than what you paid for it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you talked about customers starting to understand, the public starting to understand. I'm going to take a wild guess. You've had more than one customer in there that was a little hot under the collar.
It's definitely an interesting conversation when they say we've been Dave Sinclair for 60 years and, you know, where are all the cars? Oh, believe me, we wish there were cars here too. People are just stunned when they can't figure out that there's no cars or that there's no discount or there's no rebate offered by the manufacturer. The lease programs aren't what they were. There's not that kind of support anymore because the manufacturers don't need help selling the product. And that also, if you look at the stock price of what these manufacturers have been lately, they're definitely doing a good job selling the stuff that they have and holding good money while they do it. But just the lack of units, it really goes back to just supply and demand economics of how difficult it is to get cars built and produced and the cars that people want.
So you get on the line with your contact up there in Dearborn, Michigan at Ford and start having this conversation. What is that conversation like right now? I won't even ask about how much profanity is involved, but what is that conversation like?
It would be a difficult time to have that job, to be the communications piece of the manufacturer dealing with dealers like us all the time. We understand that there are variables out of their control, but it is certainly frustrating. We talk on a pretty regular basis, and they keep telling us it's going to get better. We just haven't seen it get better yet.
And that was what I was going to ask. I mean, are you hearing about some light at the end of the tunnel? Are you hearing any type of a time frame when this is going to start to come back? And when it does happen, are we talking about sort of a trickle to a stream, or are we talking about an opening of the floodgates?
I think there would have to be an opening of the floodgates to ever get back to the places that we were before with cars sitting around on dealer lots. We don't know if they ever go back to that model of so many cars being out there. And even when we talk about the cars that are sitting on lots, you mentioned that before I came on about cars sitting on lots that are produced, but they can't ship them out. There's a lot of those out there, but not a lot compared to the amount of dealers that are out there. There's a particular plant in Kentucky that has 6,000 Ford trucks outside of it, but there's, thousands of dealers just in the Midwest alone. So one truck to everybody isn't going to make a difference. It's going to take a long time to get back the supply chain of cars to hit dealer lots to have inventory levels. A lot of those cars that are sitting on those lots and that are coming in, they're cars that people ordered from us in February and March and in April. So if there is a car that you're going to need in the future, this is a time for a little bit new for some people to go in and custom order exactly their car. We're doing it more now than we ever have. Custom order exactly the car that works for you. And like you said, you can order a new car and get what you want and still pay less than buying a used car that somebody else has already started the warranty on. You could just buy new, and you just have to play the waiting game and wait.
Right, the planning ahead portion. And let me very quickly pluck a little something out of the middle of what you said there. The fact that it may never go back to how it was. Is this going to be, in your eyes, a business-altering event for American auto dealers? Or American auto manufacturers, I guess I should say.
Yes. They could never have done this and said, hey, we only want to have 60-day supply on the ground, shut the plants off for a couple months, and let everything settle down. But now that they're here, they see an opportunity to reinvent themselves as this new, lean, clean fighting machine with having just the right amount of cars in the right amount of places without a lot of excess, which to get rid of the excess vehicles, that's when they drive forward with rebates and incentives, which cost the manufacturer money. So they see value in this as well, of us having a better selection of less cars to have stuff sitting around less days to sell faster.
So the stock prices are up for the fat cats, and the dealers and the customers are the ones who suffer. Is that what you're telling me, Tom?
I think the customers don't suffer as much. The dealers for sure suffer, and the customers suffer because there's not much selection. But a customer also, they have, we would say it's a seller's market, right? And it's a seller's market if you have a trade-in too, because your trade-in is worth more now than it ever has been, than it ever, ever has been. Even if you have a 20-year-old car, it's worth more now than it was just a few years ago. So most customers are finding that is a good way for them to get a good deal on a new car. The ones I feel sorry for the worst, that are the hardest ones, are when somebody has a car that gets totaled, or gets, or they have an engine that blows, or they have something that really goes catastrophically wrong, and they don't have that tool, that great trade-in value, and they just have to go out and pay these market prices. Those are the ones that I know that people have to swallow hard to deal with. And to get inventory, like you said, we're doing things that we've never thought we would ever have to do before. Getting on the radio and asking people to go to selltosinclair.com and put your car in and take some pictures, and we'll buy a car sight unseen, and all of these things that I think my grandpa Dave would have laughed about if he had thought we were going to get to this point.
Well, Tom Detweiler, the word is out. You've put the word out that the trick is planning ahead. Get out there if you want to buy a new car. Get out there early before you need it. Make your order, and then you're going to get what you want, and you probably do better than you would on a used lot. Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
It's 9:15. KMOX is at your service.
Next Level Listening. News Radio 1120 AM, 98.7 FM. KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
Nine:20 in the evening, Thursday night on KMOX. I'm George Sells, KMOX at your service. Rolling Stones there. I know a lot of folks caught Mick and the Boys over the weekend. I was not fortunate enough to make that one, but can't make them all, can you? If the Stones weren't the talk of the town, the Cardinals certainly were, have been. We're going to get into some Cardinals here in a moment. But before we get into Cardinals with our next guest, Mr. Mike Claiborne, we have to change the way we address him now, because now the intro is the Hall of Famer, Mr. Mike Claiborne, joining us on KMOX. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. You know what? First of all, I am honored to be a Hall of Famer. But if you call me that, you and I are going to have some problems. So let me just say this to everybody. I loved your work at Fox. You did a great job. You were fantastic. And because you're now part of the KMOX family, I welcome you. And I'm honored to be part of your show tonight, because I know as we get to a point where when our season is over in late October, then you're going to have a lot of shows because we're going to be busy doing the point of October and postseason play. But I'm looking forward to listening to you when we have the shows in the off season.
Well, Mike, you are way, way too kind. And the Hall of Fame reference, for those who have not heard, Mike finds out a couple of days ago that he has been named to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. And I know you want to deflect a little and all that kind of stuff, but that is heady stuff. For anybody who has dedicated their life to any profession, to have your peers call you up and say, you're the one of the best who ever did it, that's got to be something pretty special.
You know what? It's truly humbling. And, you know, I think we may be the only broadcast booth in sports where all four guys, Mike Shannon, of course, our voice, Ricky Horton, John Rooney, and myself, we're all in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And I'm honored for a lot of reasons. But let me tell you a quick story. So when I get the call, I thought it was a prank. Okay, so when I saw the phone number, because I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and I didn't take the call because I thought it was somebody who was joking. And when I called them back, we went through this whole thing, and they told me that I was going in. And so I'm numb, man. I didn't know what to say. And I was silent for about 5-10 seconds. And it's the first time in my life a guy who talks for a living didn't have anything to say. So when I hung up, I'm saying, all right, I got to call my girlfriend. She didn't answer. I text my kids. One of them texted me back, said, I got to call you later. And the other one never called back, never texted back. And now, man, as I was telling Kevin Wheeler earlier today, the only person I could think of calling was a buddy of mine who was a UPS driver. He was the only one that answered. So it was a humbling moment for a lot of different reasons. I'm honored. And because my career started at KMOX, that was what made it most sacred to me. 40 years ago in the heyday era, as they call it. But to be on with you tonight, man, is something I truly appreciate as well, because you reached out. And, you know, as I said, I've admired your work, and I certainly want to share time with you this evening.
Well, Mike, thank you so much, and thank you for being here. And let's do a little bit of what got you into the Hall of Fame. Let's talk some Cardinals.
That's a great question.
We are we're in this space now. I always get nervous about these funky spaces where you have days off and games that don't really mean anything and
yeah,
leading up to
a
huge
point.
Game.
Yeah, that's a great point you make. So you've been paying attention to this game, and that's another reason why people should listen to you. It's an awkward situation, but you know what? Mike Schilt is one of the best managers I've ever been around, because he pays attention to detail. He cares about his players. And you know, sometimes managers don't care enough, but Mike is one of the best listeners I've ever been around. He's always thinking. So if there's one person that understands, with the off days that are coming up and players needing rest, how to position that, I think it's going to be him. I mean, you know, and I've been around a lot of managers. You know, I was around when Whitey started in St. Louis. Then we had Joe Torre. We had Kemp. We had a bunch of different guys. And then we ended up with Tony the Mike Matheny, and now the Mike Schilt. So I've seen how guys deal with this. I'm going to say this. When we play the Dodgers, and I think it's going to be the Dodgers, we will be prepared. Now, if we execute, we'll be even more fun. But it won't be a shortage of not knowing how to be prepared for this particular moment starting on Wednesday.
And it's going to be an interesting moment. I was having a conversation earlier, and I was asking kind of rhetorically to the audience, how mad are you right now? If you're an L.A. Dodgers fan, you're the defending world champions. You've won, it'll probably end up being 104, 105, 106 games.
Yeah.
And you face the prospect of one and done against an historically hot team. And literally all that, and the year could be over in 2 hours and 45 minutes if Wainwright throws at the pace that Wainwright sometimes throws. That's got to be maddening to a lot of Dodger fans, but I think it's going to have baseball kind of reevaluating this wild card setup, don't you think?
Yeah, I there's no question. But let me back up for a second. And for your listeners, and I know you are trying to garner listeners, and for the people who are listening, I'm going to just validate George Sells for this reason. You check so many boxes about what it's going to take. That tells me you pay attention, you do your homework. So people should want to make sure they pay attention to you, because if you nail baseball, there's a whole lot of other things you can nail that is going to create a reason why people should listen, especially people who are on the road or maybe somewhere else. This is the reason why you're on KMOX, because of just what you said. So let me follow up on that. You're absolutely right that there's a lot of things that would create angst for the Dodgers, okay? First of all, Cardinals are playing well. If you remember, the streak started with the Dodgers. The Dodgers won the first two of that four-game series, and the Cardinals came back and won the last two, and they didn't lose until yesterday. So the fear factor of the Dodgers does not exist with the Cardinals, because, A, they've had success against them. B, the fact that they've been able to hit virtually every pitcher they've been able to run out there gives you hope. C, the Cardinals play such good defense and such fundamental baseball that the reason why they're successful, because most teams don't. And I think, D, the fact that you're going to find the two most storied franchises in the National League that are going to play each other in a one and done is going to create such emotion, such hype, that you don't want to miss it. So I'm going to go with the home team, obviously, for a number of reasons. But you know what? That Dodger team is really good. And you mentioned they're over 100 wins. And anytime you win over 100 games in this league, it says that you're a good team. But who else has won 17 in a row in this league?
Nobody.
So now you got the perfect storm. You got the perfect storm. That's why it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've got to think eventually we're going to see a situation where the wild card setup is going to come to a best of three. It feels like it should
almost. Well, I got to tell you this. The Cardinals have been a wild card before, and the last time I recall, we were pouring champagne on each other. So it's not a problem. You know, the wild card is just a statement to say you have to win one more game than everybody else.
Well, here's hoping. We're going to have a lot of time to break down that game over the over the next week, and it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to this town's going to be on its ear come Wednesday night. Hope it's a night game anyway. I guess it will be playing on the West Coast.
It'll be a night game. You know what? When you have these two teams where they know they're going to have a big number market-wise, St. Louis, L.A.,
oh yeah,
will be a prime-time game. And so here's how this is going to work. Once we win – and once we go through the celebration, if you're doing late night, you're going to be the first guy I'm going to talk to that night. If you're on the air, I'm talking to George Sells.
Well, Mike, you are way too kind. You're making a man blush here a little bit.
No, man, listen. Again, as I said at the outset, I've always respected your work on TV, and now you're part of what we do at Camo X. You move to the front of the line.
Well,
so whatever we can do to help you, you have my number because you found me when you reached out to me yesterday. I'm like, wow, yeah, I remember George, and I was like, okay, because normally on an off night, I'm going somewhere to dinner, going to a restaurant or whatever. I cooked dinner for my girlfriend tonight, and she said, well, why are we gonna stay home? I said, well, I want to make sure I'm in a quiet place where I can talk to George Sells, and she said, okay. And she's not from St. Louis. She said, okay, who's George Sells? I said, he's going to be the next great radio guy in St. Louis.
Mike, you are way too kind. I got to ask one question, though. What'd you make for dinner?
It was lobster tails. So, you know, we try and eat healthy. So there's a place in North County, Paul's Market in North County. Tommy Elliott's my guy. I got some great lobster tails last week. Lobster tails, some spinach, and so we kind of strayed off the menu. We had some crinkle-cut french fries.
Okay.
Nice glasses of wine. We didn't drink too – I couldn't drink too much because I didn't want to be slurring my speech or anything talking to you. But it was a good dinner, and apparently she's already asleep because it was that good to her. But it was a good dinner. But you know what? During COVID, man, I learned how to do a lot of I was always a good cook. Now I'm between very good and great.
Ooh, well, okay, folks, now we know what needs to happen next. We need the Mike Claiborne pop-up restaurant scene. This could be kind of part of the food scene around St. Louis.
But here's the thing, George. I've got a couple of things that I like to cook that you can't find in any restaurant.
Okay.
And once I do it, I can't give you the recipe because it's one of those things, if I give it to you and I have to kill you.
I would hate that,
but
too.
There's
that'd
some
be a bummer.
Things, yeah, because you know what? I can only do it once. But the point being is this. I have some things that are deal sealers as far as great meals are concerned. And I learned them on a cruise ship. So I got to know the executive chef on a cruise ship. And he had cooked all over the world, and he gave me one recipe about something because I got him drunk. And so he gave me the recipe. I didn't know it was going to be that easy. But my point being, he was so cool, and he gave me some other recipes, and I've been tweaking them over the course of time. So I got a couple of things going. I can do a lot of – if it comes to seafood, I'm your guy.
Absolutely. Well, you've got to learn, you know, I've discovered this about broadcasters throughout my career. Many, many broadcasters are very good cooks, and I like to count myself among that number. And my reasoning is the same as so many of us, because you get your first job in this industry and you're
making
$7 an hour if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't afford McDonald's, so you better figure out how to be able to cook something or you're going to starve.
And you better be very creative.
Exactly.
You have very few things to work with. I'm going to give you a guy that you got to get on your show.
His
name is Barry Weinberg. Barry Weinberg was a major league trainer for over 40 years. And he wrote a book, And Barry never cooked a meal at home until COVID broke out. So he could tell you about every great restaurant in baseball by division. Central division, he could tell you about this, this, and that. I'll give you his information. He's retired now, but the only time he started cooking was in his own house because of COVID. But he can give you so many great restaurants and recipes, and he's a great guy. He's got great stories that you definitely have to check out. Cardinal fans may remember him because he worked with Tony La Russa for a number of years. But he's got to be a guest. When are you on again?
Okay, I'm on this coming Tuesday. So, folks, I'm gonna make the pledge here. I am going to get Mr. Weinberg's information from Mike, and I'm going to try to get him on in this time slot right here, this kind of 9:15 to 9:30 section. And we'll see if we can't do that and be talking a little food.
I wish I had his book in front of me. But you would love talking to him, and he's got great stories. He'd be a fantastic guest for you and for all your listeners. Because, as you know, Cam Wex goes to 44 states, and everybody listens as they're driving, the whole nine yards. So I guarantee there's going to be somebody who's going to listen that's going to be in one of those cities, and they're going to find a very good restaurant courtesy of you and Barry Weinberg.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Mike Claiborne, thank you so very much for a wonderful conversation. We congratulate you once again on your induction into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame and look forward to, with any luck, a very long October talking about Cardinals baseball here on KMOX and also is it claves.com? Give me the web address also.
Clavesonline.com.
Clavesonline.com is the other spot you can hit up Mr. Claiborne.
You can't believe how much money we spent on coming up with that name. But bottom line is this. George, whenever you're on KMOX and you need me, you call me.
I will do it. Thank you, sir.
One of those late games. Hopefully you're on one of those late games and you and I can shoot the breeze. You know, because all the bosses be asleep, we can have a whole lot of fun.
Sounds like a plan. Mike Claiborne, have a great night, man. Sir.
Thank you, sir, and best of luck to you at KMOX.
Thank you. 9:36, KMOX is at your service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Cardinals are heading to postseason play, but still have three games left in the regular season, with Game 1 against the Cubs happening tomorrow night. Hear it here. Ameren Pregame Show 620. First pitch 7:15 on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX and KMOX.com.
KMOX at your service, 9:40 in the evening on a Thursday night. So much fun talking to Mike Claiborne. In fact, I'm sitting here and I'm telling Mike Anderson, my partner in crime, who's turning the dials this evening, that had so much fun talking to Mike Claiborne, I lost track of looking ahead to what I was going to really do with this segment. So who knows what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. I can tell you that if you're paying attention to your baseball scores, at least right now, the Dodgers are winning and the Giants are losing. Don't know if it'll stay that way, but if you're a Cardinal fan, your dream scenario, as much as a dream scenario can be leading up to this whole thing, is for the Dodgers and the Giants to tie in the West and have to play a playoff game. If that were to happen, then the Dodgers would burn up Max Scherzer and the Giants would burn, I don't even know who the Giants ace is. What's so weird about the Giants? Give me a call, 314-436-7900, if you can name more than like one player on the San Francisco Giants. Let's hear it from you, folks. And no cheating with Google either, all right? 314-436-7900. Name a San Francisco Giants player. I think I can name one. It's bizarre. And they're the best team in baseball. They've been incredible all year long. But it's kind of fun watching this race and knowing that they're duking it out right to the end to be the best team in the National League. And knowing that the Cardinals are going to come right up into the middle of that mix, if you don't normally flip on a ball game from the West Coast late in the evening on a night like tonight, I would suggest once we finish up here, pop your television on and take a look at the Giants and take a look at the Dodgers, because we're going to see one of them the wild card, and then if we win that one, we're going to be heading to the other one's park, start playing them. So we're going to be seeing a lot of these West Coast teams over the next week and a half, hopefully, if any luck anyway. So that is one thing to be very excited about. I'll tell you who else is excited. And those are these businesses down here in the downtown area around Busch Stadium. Not talking so much about Ballpark Village. I mean, Ballpark Village is going to make money. That's just how that's going to be. But you've got a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants, places within shouting distance of Busch Stadium, some of them the places that have been there for a long, long time that, I mean, they've been struggling. You think about it. You had no home season in 2020. 2021 comes along. You've got limited fans. And then even when you got full fans, let's face it, the Cardinals were kind of stinking up the joint for a good part of this year, and a lot of people weren't going to the ballpark. It's kind of funny. We went to, my wife and kids and I went to one of the two Dodger games that the Cardinals won right there, beginning of the streak. Nobody imagined at the time that we were watching the beginning of a 17-game winning streak, but we went to one of those games, and there were a lot of empty seats in Busch Stadium for a game with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And my wife, born and raised St. Louis girl, who's been going to Cardinals games in packed stadiums, you know, back to the days of Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee and all those guys, that's what she cut her teeth on. And she looked around and she's like, I can't believe this. I can't believe how empty this place is. And I agreed with her. And it was not looking good. So you take that into account, and that was, you know, let's face it, that was performance results as far as things went. There had not been much performance up to that point. They give you a little taste, and then they lose two in a row. And, you know, think about those businesses up until, you know, this week, this last couple of weeks anyway, there's not been much for them to cheer about. So bringing the Cardinals in for a divisional round and, you know, God willing, an LCS round and a World Series is not just going to be a lot of fun, but it is going to be a lifesaver for some businesses in this city. Because you've got to think that the person who is running on a business model that relies on Cardinal baseball, they're hanging on by a thread at this point. So if we can give them big crowds for a nice long run, that could make a real big difference for some folks around our downtown area. I, for one, am very much hoping to see that. It's 9:45 on KMOX.
Earning St. Louis's trust for 96 years. This is KMOX.
Thursday night, KMOX at your service. Beautiful night in downtown St. Louis. Beautiful night for a pizza. Yes, I'm starving, so doing this little bit here is going to make me hungrier. But you probably remember when the gymnastics Olympic trials were here in town. Simone Biles, our most famous gymnast, professed her love for Emo's Pizza. And this was a big deal. I mean, she was like being very public about it. Well, there have been two national figures that have talked about Emo's in recent, you know, couple of years. Simone Biles fairly recently, and Jimmy Kimmel, who always he's married to a St. Louis girl, but he likes to slam our local pizza. Well, the two met up on his show the other night, and they kind of had it out over Emos.
I heard you eat pizza after every competition, right? And you eat it after every show you do?
That's usually the only thing open, but good thing it's my favorite.
It's your favorite
food, yeah.
Now, there's a weird little personal connection we have here. Oh, my wife's from St. Louis, and in St. Louis, there's this pizza called Emo's Pizza. Now, I heard that you love this pizza.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering why, because it's very, very bad pizza.
No, it's not. First of all, that
Guillermo,
is so mean
bring the pizza
to...
out here. Bring the pizza out.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Will you? Provel is the best.
Provel is
the
world's most disgusting cheese.
No, it's not. Seriously, we could fight right now.
Now, here's the thing that's... No, please don't. I don't want to get beat up. But here's the thing. We got one from Emo's, and they're very nice people. I want to say, Guillermo, put it right. I want to say these people are very nice people. But like, Provel is like to provolone what Velveeta is to cheddar. Oh, that's not a joke. That's just a description.
I don't discriminate against cheese.
I got this for my wife for Valentine's Day one year, and I was like, would you like some? Would you like any?
I'll have after. You know, we have a show tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Well, and I said, and I put it in the oven because they sent it frozen, and I put it in the oven, and I heated it up, and they cut it into, like, little rectangles.
It's perfect.
And I tasted it. And I said, oh, no, I think there's something wrong. And I thought I accidentally melted the plastic onto the cheese. My wife tasted it. She goes, no, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah. It's so good. Mm. Okay, score 1 out of 10.
Well, sometimes you get to know the judges.
Yeah.
And they give you a better score. Actually, this one's better than the last one I had.
So Simone Biles actually managed to turn Jimmy Kimmel around at least a little bit on pizza. I think it was when she threatened to fight him was the issue. Now, we were having this conversation about this, Mike Anderson and I, and Mike, your problem with Emo's is not the taste, but...
Oh, it's just not enough to fill me up. That's all.
It is kind of thin. I mean, I noticed that too. I mean, I've moved around a lot, so had a lot of different kinds of pizza. And I love Emo's. Not just like, I love Emo's, so please don't come looking for me like I've somehow dissed Emo's. I will not diss Emo's. Absolutely love it, especially get some Ravs on the side, which is the greatest thing ever invented. But I will agree with you that it took some getting used to the amount you need to consume to fill yourself up. I mean, I'm a 51-year-old man. I don't need to be eating an entire pizza in one sitting. I can still kind of do that with Emo's. Smaller one, but you know, maybe a medium, but you know, depends on how hungry I am. But yeah, it is not the same. As, you know, I moved here many, many years ago from New York, and you know, New York style pizza, it's got a little more oomph to it. Now, I'm not gonna get into that deep dish garbage they make in Chicago because it's like bad lasagna with the bread underneath. I don't even understand that. But yeah, I am a fan of New York pizza, and there's just a little more oomph to it now. The way this works out, when a New York pizza guy marries a St. Louis pizza girl, there's actually some advantage to this because when we do order a New York style pizza, my wife will eat the pizza right up to the crust, but she'll leave all that great crust with that tomato sauce right there on the edge, and it's maybe a little burnt crispy on the back end there, and it's like, I don't even have to get another slice of pizza because I can just eat her crusts. And I am styling. Of course, she would then point out to me that I just ate enough carbs to, in between that and a couple of beers I had with it, to ruin any diet for at least a week or two. So there I am with that. What are you going to do? So Emo's is healthier from that standpoint. Less crust means fewer carbs. Go with like a lighter beer and, you know, you've got a healthy meal there, I think. Mike, I think our next step is that we're going to do a health food show here. That's what this is going to be. Health food on KMOX, Emo's Pizza, and a light beer. It's 9:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.